Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was talking about the lack of lifeguards. So, giving you my rationale for why there are a lack of them and the fact that they're not coming back. And I was reading where, you know, in Minnesota, they're offering them starting pay has been raised from $13 an hour to $15 an hour. And if they hang around, they're going to give them a tremendous bonus at the end of the season, a shiny new $100 bill. What? $100 bill? We're not talking about five-year-olds. I mean, a five-year-old would look at a $100 bill and say, come on, man. Come on. Yeah, I mean, there was a time you can't offer people 17 years old and above a $100 bill and think that's some incentive. I mean, what kind of thinking is that? They need to put me in charge of things like that. But I guess it wouldn't work because I would wind up overpaying. In Indiana, they pay $11 an hour to their lifeguards. And most of those places are shut down. I mean, what you do is you hurt the people who want to enjoy that the most. Yesterday in Milwaukee, it was 100 degrees. Sam, must have been 100 degrees here too, right?
Right around.
Okay. Are all the pools open?
I've been doing a lot of stories lately for the station here about a lot of community pools closing and about a lot of them overcrowding because of the other ones closing. I know the one in West Dallas that I used to go to as a kid, I think it was Cool Waters.
Right, right.
Closed completely. Just gone.
Well, because they can't
staff it. Nope.
I remember when they opened Cool Waters, and I remember it was a place to be. The news media, everybody was there. And now that's gone because people don't use common sense. Who do we have on the line?
Bill's calling from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, great, Earl. So first of all, I want to thank you and the whole crew on the radio station. Because of you guys, I believe a January 6th committee has been risen to really have a lot of validity. But let's talk about the lifeguards. There's one of the right-wing extremist on WTMJ, Jeff Wagner. The other day, he couldn't believe, he couldn't comprehend why there were no lifeguards. It was beyond him. I said, Jeff, if somebody asked me to sacrifice my life for another man, it might be a little more than $11. You got to wake up and smell the roses, buddy. And your ignorance is just unbelievable that you can't figure this out. And I think the solution is that, especially for the kids who need that, there's so many kids, there's other kids who don't need that. But the kids that really need that, if they had some contribution or something for community, services, and funneled that revenue towards those lifeguards, they better get $25 an hour at least starting.
I'm in agreement with you, Bill, because after all, $25, they're there 20 hours a week. The window for lifeguards and the swimming pools being open in a state like Wisconsin is very small. What is it, 2 months, 3 months maybe at the most? And so that's the answer. And anybody who can't comprehend that is a moron, right? I mean, that's what's at the root of people not, well, you know how many millions of jobs are open and nobody wants to work in this country anymore? Nobody wants to work where they don't get paid a decent salary. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Sam, who do we have up next?
Dave from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, my friend? Good to hear from you. What do you say?
Earl, there's an easy explanation for what's happening to our park system and the lack of lifeguards. You and I grew up in the afterglow of socialist Milwaukee. For the 50 years prior to 1960, socialists ran Milwaukee.
Yes.
And they regarded the park system
sacred.
As an amenity, as a public service. Now we've had leaders like Chris Abley, if you can remember several years ago when he was county executive, he wanted to put $3 an hour parking meters in the park.
Yeah, I remember.
To fund the parks. He saw, and I think people still do, see the parks, they want to run like a business. They want to collect fees from the parks to fund the parks. They don't want tax dollars to pay for the parks. So this is the problem. The parks are grossly underfunded, and that's why they don't have money to pay lifeguards. Now, this would have never happened in the 1950s. Remember, they had public natatoriums.
Yes.
Where people could go swimming in the winter because the pools were indoors, and that was all funded by tax dollars. So this is the problem. You are remembering, you know, when Milwaukee was great, when it was a socialist-run city, we had those kind of amenities.
So when those thoughts weren't bad words, oh, he's a socialist.
Right.
Oh, okay. So what is a socialist? Somebody who believes that things should be fair and just for everybody. Why is that a bad thought?
It's not a bad thought.
Okay, but now you've got people who run and hide. If somebody says, "Oh, he's a socialist," again, if socialism, really, to be honest with you, is akin to the tenets of Christianity, right?
Right. Yeah,
I mean, they just are. But yep. Because people have changed, not for the better, for the worse, we've separated ourselves so much that at the root of all of those things is what I was talking about earlier about what's happening in this nation, and that this nation is in a tough spot. It's in a tough situation where, you know, unless people are willing to deal with where we are and look at it face to face and take it on, the future for this nation is not very bright, because as long as people are divided and can't even come together, for heaven's sakes, on lifeguards and what a lifeguard should be paid, you know, we can't afford to pay any more than $12 an hour. Oh, okay. Okay, to save somebody who's there to save the lives of children and others, and we can't afford that. All right, Dave, got to run. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.